Welcome back to the Mail-In Podcast. I am your host, Brett Merriman. Sitting in front of me, the newest, I guess tied for newest, face of Washed Media, one of the faces behind the scenes. His first time, I was going to say on camera, but we're not on camera today. Intern Adam is in the building. Adam, what's going on, my man?
How's it going, Brett? It's going pretty good today.
It's a nice day out. It's hot.
It is very hot.
It is like 108 outside. I knew that was coming, though. We were too spoiled throughout the month of May.
Yeah.
Right, where it was pouring every day, and mm-hmm. it would get up to like 74. And
oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was six weeks straight of torrential downpours. So that was a blast. Happy you're here.
Yeah, glad to be here. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you on. I'm excited to kind of introduce you. People have heard a mention, you know, a couple times on the pod, right?
Yeah.
Or pods. That you and fellow intern Timo have been up to some stuff behind the scenes, and so we're happy to have you on the mail-in and kind of introduce you to the rest of Wash Media.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I hope my voice sounds good to all the listeners.
I think we're in good shape, Adam. So you you may be wondering, if this is your first time to the Mail-In Podcast, maybe some of your buddies are going to listen because they haven't tuned in before, but here we go.
Yeah.
What is the Mail-In Podcast? We do our best to answer your questions. And you may run into situations in your 20s or 30s or, like Adam, early 20s that you need help with. And we're here to do just that. Get a laugh in. Maybe walk away with something insightful, maybe something useful, some piece of advice that you'll take from this podcast. So how can you help us out? Tell a friend about it. It's the easiest way to get into Washed Media. Send them a clip, maybe a segment that makes sense from a previous episode. Subscribe on iTunes and follow on Spotify so you always get the latest Mail-In Podcast delivered right to your phone. Hit the hotline number to leave us a voicemail, 888-362-MAIL. That's 888-362-6245. Or you can write in at the link in the Twitter or Instagram bio at Mail-In Podcast. Adam, before we get going, the first question I ask every new person to this show is, one, what was your screen name growing up? And two, do you even have an idea of what a screen name is? Like, do you even know what AIM or AIM is?
I do not. I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. That is how old. And I'm 27. I'm not old by any means.
No, you're not.
That is shocking. So you didn't have AIM, AIM at all?
Mm-mm.
And how old are you?
I'm 21. I turned 21 a couple months ago.
Oh, my. There, Adam, there are people out there listening to this podcast that are devastated because that is a true, like, line in the sand. Do you even know, you know, like, the little, like, do you know what AOL is?
Oh, my main email that I use for, if it's not my Gmail, I have an AOL account that I've been using for 20 years.
So you know the little yellow guy with the, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, so it's like something at AOL.com.
Yep,
but it's not necessarily a screen name that you would use to chat instant message with your buddies.
Mm-mm, no.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm.
That hurts, Adam. That hurts. That is your first strike as a Wash Media intern, and you could not do anything about it.
No, it's before my time.
So what would be the first social media or any media that you interacted with growing up?
I think the first one I got was Instagram. I got that in middle school sometime.
Oh my, this hurts.
MySpace was before me.
Yeah.
Anything like that. And I wasn't really into Facebook in the beginning, when everyone else was getting it. So when I got to college, I was way behind. Didn't know how Facebook worked, and I've messed up on posts and everything several times.
Okay. That's just absolutely, it's unreal. It's incredible. So I guess we'll just have to hop right in because I am flabbergasted by that, but that's okay. We need the young blood in the mix here.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't know what AIM is. Oh my God. All right, Adam, first question.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a little generic, but I kind of want to get to know you. I want the people to get to know you. How do you land an internship at Washed Media?
I applied through, I go to the University of Texas at Austin, Hook'em Horns.
Hook'em, okay.
And UT reaches out, you know, weekly with different internships and stuff that you can apply for. Different varieties, different fields. So one of the emails I got one day was from Handshake, I think, which is like a LinkedIn kind of form.
Uh-huh.
And Washed Media was on there. And I was like, podcast, never really worked in podcast before.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So... let's take a step back. How, like, what's your story? Where are you from? How'd you get into the production business and media business altogether?
I originally am from Detroit, so I'm a big Lions fan.
And I'm then, sorry.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple lifetimes. But
okay.
But after that, I moved to Allen, Texas, where, you know, they had a pretty good high school film program.
Yep. And a pretty good high school football team.
They
too.
Do. They I before when I was there, they had 3 state championship wins. It was okay. A great time. Great there time to be an Allen Eagle, I'll say.
Okay. I bet you we have an Allen Eagle or two that listens to this podcast.
Hopefully. And maybe some will listen now, you know? Yeah, now the hometown representing right here.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you go to UT.
Yep.
And you were interested in film specifically, video, audio, radio, music, like kind of what creative path were you most into?
Kind of everything. Okay. I'd say.
Jack of all trades, guys.
Yeah. I like to reach my hand into different pools and kind of see what's there. In high school, I did a lot of the broadcasting. So I was like live on air. Like
really?
Doing the announcements. Yeah. I had a great time doing that. I did a bit of radio. I was a musician in high school too.
Okay. What do you play?
I was a singer.
Really?
I was.
You have pipes?
I do got some pipes.
Whoa. Okay. Like now, so I'm learning things too about you live on air.
Yeah.
No shit. Okay. Yeah. So you get to UT. You are a junior, I guess?
About to be a senior. So just finished junior year.
About to be a senior. Washed Media, this random small to mid-sized podcast company, comes across your email.
Yeah.
And had you heard of any of us, anything about like Dylan through TFM back in the day or any of that?
I hadn't really. Okay. I knew about Barstool.
Yep.
But other than that, I hadn't heard of y'all. I hadn't heard of any of the podcasts. But then as soon as I applied, I started listening.
Okay.
Kind of going through. Mailing was actually the first one I ever listened to.
Really?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
You kind of get the idea. You're like, man, this sucks. Okay. So you kind of learn a little bit about us.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your first impressions after your kind? You don't know you have the job yet, per se.
Yeah.
But maybe you interviewed with us and you've listened to some of our stuff. What was kind of your first impression?
I liked it.
Okay.
You know, I honestly, before I applied, I didn't listen to a whole bunch of podcasts.
Okay.
So it was kind of my first experience in there, but my mom loves them. My sister does, my dad. So, you're like listening to podcasts for the first time. I was like, well, this is a whole kind of interesting thing.
Yeah.
I had never dabbled in it. Never. My friends have friends that have run podcasts in the past, but I hadn't really listened to those. So it was really entertaining and I loved it.
And you liked our content specifically was kind of like, okay, I can get down with
it
these
stuck
guys.
Out with me. Circling back made me laugh every time.
That's exactly what we're looking for. And I've heard your parents enjoy the content too.
They do. They love every time that I get mentioned or something happens on the show, they call me and they say, oh, is that you? Are you Adam? And I'm like, yes.
That is you. That is you. How about that's awesome. So they're going to have to listen to this whole thing then.
I know. Hopefully they do. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for that. You've been great so far. What is something that maybe you've seen here now that you're working here, something that you're like, oh, that's cool. Or what have you enjoyed working on? Or maybe it's different than what you expected.
I've loved working on the, hopefully you all follow on the TikTok account.
But yeah.
Me and Timo have been kind of going hard and we've been doing those. We take clips from Circling Back and everything, and I've loved doing that.
Nice.
That is a form of content I'd never worked on before, you know, short term, but it's really fun, and it's fun to kind of get in there and mess in the weeds.
Yeah, it's been fun to see you and Timo kind of, like, obviously you know the ropes, you know the production side of it, but to see, like, to hear you guys kind of cooking up clips together, or, you know, like a meme or something, a video that you and I have worked on. Kind of watching you guys get your creative, your claws on something and turn it into even better than whatever idea we had originally. Like that's super fun to watch. And obviously if you've seen some of the TikToks and Instagram reels, they're blowing up.
Yeah.
And like, so that's gotta be cool to see some of your work getting 10,000 or 20,000 or 100,000 views.
Oh like, yeah.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's only going to help us grow. And that's been really, really fun to see. So great job so far. Anything, any expectations moving forward or anything you're excited about or want to do more of or differently? I'm like interviewing, like interrogating.
Oh, interrogating me. honestly, I'm just excited to kind of see where it goes because I didn't really know what I was going to be doing when I got here. Mm-hmm. I had a pretty vague idea. They said you're going to produce some podcasts and make some clips, but every day you come in and I feel like there's a new project kind of waiting for me at the door.
There you go. That's what we like. Speaking of new projects at the door, how about this segue? Liquid IV. Liquid IV is near and dear to my heart, right? It's part of my routine every day. And when we push our body hard or we're just feeling run down, it's extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier plus immune support to maintain and strengthen your immune system, Adam. We're in a time, the last 15 months or so, where the immune system has been relatively important out there. And that's why I've introduced Liquid IV plus immune support into my daily routine. First thing in the morning, I'm usually I chug like a bottle of water if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I've recently been, when I can, doing a liquid IV in that bottle of water.
Yeah.
Like first, like before I even shower in the morning.
Of course,
bang,
of course.
Liquid IV plus immune support.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the best way to get it down, and it just makes me feel great throughout the rest of the day. It's also, I don't know if you've had some liquid IV at your place yet.
I've dabbled.
You've
dabbled
a little bit. So whether it's a hangover or post-workout or whatever, it's just such a good product. And the flavors are tight.
Yeah?
The flavors are just so good. I've had some of the matcha, the energy multiplier ones.
Ooh,
yo,
okay.
Those go big time.
Okay. I'm a big matcha guy, so also, I'm going to get that on the menu.
There's a Kaigo collab with the pina colada flavor. Oh, dude. So good. So good. It's also makes you feel great, and it's a give back mission type of thing. Mm-hmm. They've donated over 10 million sticks to people around the world. How about that?
That's pretty crazy. That is phenomenal.
In the specifically in the immune, the what's it called? The Hydration Multiplier plus immune support. Get vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in a convenient single serving pack to help strengthen your immune system. Easy as that. Liquid IV can provide 2 to 3 times faster and more efficient hydration than water alone with their cellular transport technology, aka CTT. Cannot beat that, Adam.
Mm-mm.
Get your Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier plus immune support in bulk at Costco or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code MAILIN at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code MAILIN at liquidiv.com. How about a voicemail?
All right, let's get to it.
Hey, Brett and distinguished guest. This is Colin from Kansas. Right now I'm in the process of planning a senior trip with some of my buddies, probably about 12 guys in total, and trying to figure out where we're going to go. Options on the table right now are Nashville, Vegas, and somewhere in Mexico. I just wanted to hear what your guys' 2 cents were on locations for senior trips and if you had any cool stories from any big trips you took in college. All right, take it easy. Thanks.
Good voicemail here. Senior trips, Adam. Before we get into it, have you taken such a trip?
I did in high school,
Okay. Like but a high school senior trip.
Yeah, but I feel like it's much less fun than a college senior trip, right?
Yeah. Well, you turn that magical age of 21, and the senior trips get a little, not that people don't do it before you turn 21, you know what I mean? But when you turn 21, you get a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, world opens up just a little bit more for you.
The rental cars open up a smidge type of thing. So you took one in high school, but you haven't taken one in college yet.
Not yet. But me and my friends in the process, we toss around some names too. Mexico's come up.
Yes.
So
I'm from the Northeast, and Mexico was more of a spring break destination than I guess you could call it a senior trip type of thing. But when we were doing our thing, senior trips turned into more of like a ski trip, potentially.
Okay.
So we did Vermont and New Hampshire for ours.
Oh.
We did a trip to Delaware, Rehoboth Beach, which is super tight. And these guys said Nashville, Vegas, all great options. The thing about a senior trip in college, right? It's different than like a buddy's trip when you're 27, 28.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that money is part of the, a hefty part of the equation, right? You're not trying to stay at the La Quinta in Palm Springs. You're staying at a La Quinta on the outskirts of Las Vegas.
Yes.
So I think with what this guy's saying, you can't go wrong with Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, one of your buddies is going to go into a strip club for the first time and use an ATM and get a bill that he's like, oh shit, it's going to happen. Uh-huh. Mexico is also fun, but dangerous in the way that they target groups like that,
yeah,
or taking advantage of people like that as far as young, dumb, and full of rum Americans go. You know what I'm saying? But I think the biggest thing about a senior trip is do it. You know, as the world is now opening up again, the great reopening, it's a no better time than this year to get back after it. Mm-hmm. What's a destination that you're thinking here?
I've always wanted to hit Vegas. That has been on the menu for a long time.
Okay.
Me and my friends back home in Dallas, we play poker every time we're there. You know, I probably lose $20 every time we play, but
y'all do like literally round the table poker nights, right?
Yep.
That's awesome.
We get like 5-6 guys, do $5-$10 buy-ins, and we just play for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to go to an actual casino. I've been meaning to take a trip just up to Choctaw in the summertime or anything like that, but I haven't done that yet. So I do want to hit Vegas soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you dabble in any like sports betting up there too?
I think I would.
Yeah, there you go.
When in Vegas. Yeah. Okay.
He also mentioned Nashville, which I'm into, but I feel like Nashville, and I could be wrong here. I've been in Nashville one time. I feel like Nashville is a little better when you have a little cash in your pocket, like a 24, 25, 26 versus 21, 22. Is that fair? Mm.
I think that might be fair.
I'm sure you can have fun. I'm not saying you can't have
smaller
fun.
Bars,
I think
kinda.
Vegas or Mexico or like a Florida would be more fun at 21, 22.
Yeah.
Than a Nashville, we're gonna be like, fuck, that's expensive. Yeah. Or a New York, we're like, that's super expensive type
that's
of thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to stay downtown, it's gonna be expensive. Like Airbnbs are gonna be expensive. I think you save Nashville for 24, 25.
Okay. I don't know a whole lot of friends that have taken trips to Nashville at my age yet. So it sounds fun. You know, everyone keeps telling me to go, but I haven't made a trip out there yet.
It's definitely got the the super popular bachelor party vibe to it. Same with Austin. I mean, it's Austin 2.0.
Yeah.
Basically. I would say Austin would be a great place, by the way, for this senior trip. I don't know if he's where he's from, but and then let me throw in like a wild card here.
Okay.
A wild card's Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Or Charleston, something South Carolina beach, like Atlantic Charleston, Atlantic Ocean beach spot.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of options as far as how you'd want to price range it. And I would imagine it's a bunch of your boys. Nobody's trying to ball out. Like, get a 4, 5, 6 bedroom Airbnb close to the ocean, and you'd do it for $250 a person, like through 4 days total.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say look at a Charleston, look at a Myrtle Beach, look at a Hilton Head, that type of vibe. If you guys are looking for a beach situation with a pretty cool, pretty good downtown scene that's not going to cost an arm and a leg, which is what I think about when I'm thinking of senior trips. Also, some good looking cohorts that are in the area too. I'm guessing that these guys would be interested in. That's kind of where I'm thinking. That's kind of my vibe there.
Okay.
If you're not going to do a Mexico, or if you're not going to do an Austin.
Yeah.
I'd say look at the beaches on the Atlantic there, because you probably don't need a PCB. A little bit better than that for your senior year trip. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. You know,
perfect.
I was always a big. We have this big expensive idea, and then we always kind of bring it down to the smaller spot. So I think Myrtle Beach is a great choice.
Okay, deal. I think we did well.
I think so.
That got me like thinking about trips, and I'm just like, oh, Airbnb.com. Anyway. Let's do the next question, Adam.
Alrighty.
Hey, guys. A friend / coworker of mine recently moved back to town. We've been friends for a few years, and I've always thought she was cute, but never had any interest in dating her. Recently, some coworkers / clients suggested that she and I would be good together, and it's been in the back of my mind for a few weeks. She's a great girl with an amazing personality, and she's objectively pretty. Unlike when I first met her, I feel like I actually want to give it a shot this time. However, and a big however here. I've dated two former coworkers before, and they both no longer speak to me or work here. So I'm pretty gun-shy about going round three, but at the same time, I like her. A little more context, I've been told that she sees me like a big brother, and that I wouldn't be interested in her. So I'm not sure if that helps my case or not. Would love to hear y'all's input. Adam, putting you on the spot here, a little dating question.
Okay.
I need to know more context about why the first two don't speak to him anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
It's not like, did they just quit their job and like, oh, see you later, like that was fun or what? Or like, did they quit their job because of this guy?
It sounds like that might be the case, and that's kind of crazy.
That's tough. So I need more context there.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this situation, I get it, right? It's a coworker. Like the idea of it and the possibility of it are also egging your brain on, where it's like, I wasn't into her before, but now she's like moving here.
Yeah.
And some coworkers were like, oh, you and Ashley would be a cute couple, man. Ooh. And yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the, maybe it wasn't a great idea before, but now it's kind of getting some more life to it.
Mm-hmm.
I need context on why the other two don't speak to him. But then there's the wild card that she sees him like a big brother.
Yeah. Yeah, when I read that, I kind of raised my brow a little bit. That was it's never a good sign when you're the big brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the caveat is, she says that he wouldn't be interested in her.
Yeah.
So I think the input here, the answer to the question is get a little happy hour going.
Yeah.
Little happy hour together. Probably not solo. Mm-hmm. You're like him and her for the first one.
Yeah.
But get some coworkers out and see, like, don't go into it with any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go into, I know it's going to be hard to, but go into a group dinner, group happy hour, group drinks, whatever with your coworkers.
Bring the people that say you'd be cute together and just kind of see the vibes.
And see the vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the way to do this is to take your expectations down a notch. Mm-hmm. I know he's got it running through his brain. Take him down a notch. Go out. See what happens is cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But get to know each other more on a personal level. Yeah. Right? Like, if she's been out of town for a while and you've been friends for a while, but it's never really been a dating thing, it's not going to turn on a dime per se. Maybe it does. Maybe it's rom-com like.
Yeah.
But I think my advice here is to get a few of your friends together, a few coworkers together that know the both of you, and go have a couple margaritas.
Yeah.
Maybe some queso.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could share.
What's your favorite queso, by the way?
Oh, I love Torchy's Tacos queso.
Okay.
It's a bit of a basic spot. I'd say a little bit of a chain, but it's such good queso.
My answer is Lupe. So
okay.
My answer is it's also a chain, but queso is fantastic. Armando's in Houston, by the way. Sneaky up there, as is El Tiempo, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Any other points on this one, Adam?
No, I think it's, you know, there's weird signs kind of across the board, but I think you're making the right move. You know, go out, lower the expectations, kind of feel everything out and see the way it's going, and make a next choice from there.
Yeah, let's follow up after the first 2 to 3 group drinks.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then maybe we think about doing a one-on-one.
Yeah.
If there's still interest, right? Or if there's still some sort of... Because this, you know, worst case scenario, well, not worst case. Worst case is like you try to date and it goes terribly and flames out, right?
Yeah, and then it's just number three.
The middle scenario is you guys go out, have drinks, and she's a great friend.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And it's basically his expectations getting in the way of his mind, is getting in front of his heart here, being like, I like the idea of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do the next one, Adam, because it's on the same, in the same vein.
Okay, okay.
As the last one. And this is, again, sort of a generational question here. What is the dating scene in college like these days? What apps are people on? dating in college during COVID. How did you cope? This is directed at you, Adam.
How did you
cope, and how have relationships and dating been affected by COVID and being a younger guy?
Ooh, dating.
Are you in the dating scene? I could be wrong here.
Recently joined back.
Back in. Okay.
In the last couple months, I've kind of picked it back up.
So with COVID, did you spend a lot of time in Austin?
I'd say so. I was here. Maybe I was back home for 3 months in the beginning. And then I was here for the rest of the time just working from home, doing classes and everything.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was it one of those things where everybody, like if you're single in college during COVID, I just can't imagine, like, how do you even try to date? Do you just have dorm, like, parties, or even that's sort of against the rule. You don't want to get caught doing something where Texas is like, oh, there's 40 people here. And
yeah.
So how do you manage that?
I think dating apps were pretty important.
Okay.
And meeting people through mutual friends was, I think, important. Because my roommates, they all have some girlfriends.
Okay.
And they would introduce me to their friends who I could meet and I could talk to for a little bit. So that was always helpful. You normally stayed pretty safe.
Gotcha.
And the dating apps were pretty mandatory during this last year, I'll say.
That has to be the case, mm-hmm. right? It's just because you're not going to Sixth, you're mm-hmm. not going to Rainy, you're not going to Dirty, like, or if you do, it's you can't mingle. Right?
Yeah.
You're sitting down at a table,
mm-hmm.
and you had to mask up to go to the bathroom, and then you sit back down with your table of your like three friends and.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to be able to do that, but you're not exactly calling somebody from across the bar over and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Right?
No.
How is that? Let me ask you this the right way.
Okay.
Is it totally back to normal now in your eyes being on campus?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I'll say, you know, you can go out, you can go to bars and stuff again.
Yep.
If you're vaccinated, which everyone that I go out with, they are. So I trust the people around me.
Nice.
You go out, you meet a couple girls or anyone at a bar.
Sure.
Have a good time, dance a little bit, buy a drink or two.
With being at UT,
mm-hmm.
it feels to me like when you build a friend group,
mm-hmm.
and I guess this is the same at every college. The friend groups at UT are super open to like and fluid, right? Your three friends will have nine friends. Through their three friends, and everybody just kind of becomes part of the same group in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And unique about UT, you can go paddleboarding, you can go at bars up there. You can like there's a lot of group activities that I feel like people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more just like jealous of my college experience versus your college experience because mine was like at a downtown school. Everybody had their like we have like closed friend groups almost or closed frats, but I feel like UT is different. I feel like UT, everybody wants to be everybody's friend.
Yeah. Everyone's pretty nice. There are a lot of really nice people at the school. So you kind of, you go out to a party or anything like that, you meet someone that you knew through a mutual friend that you had no idea was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a surprise and like how big the branches can kind of reach out.
There you go. And all of a sudden, somebody else's friend, you're just kind of cute and mm-hmm. you're like, hey, what's her name type of thing.
Yeah.
There you go. What do you... when you're going to one of those parties, do you ever bring anything, Adam?
Before, I would try to get something to go with me. Recently,
and how about now? How about maybe a certain hard seltzer?
Hard seltzer? I do like a good Vizzy.
There he is. Vizzy hard seltzer, the only hard seltzer with superfruit acerola, which is like 30 times more potent than vitamin C alone, and depending on the dose.
It's
unbelievable. Vizzy is celebrating Pride this month in a meaningful way. They created a label-less can to reinforce the beauty of loving our unique personal identity and living beyond pre-assumed labels. The limited edition pack was created in partnership with the Human Rights Campaign. Have you seen this thing?
I have not.
It's cool. The cans are cool. They're like rainbow holographic looking.
Oh.
Awesome. They're fire.
Okay.
They're fire, for lack of a better term. They're awesome. Vizzy's more than just a hard seltzer with antioxidant vitamin C. Vizzy celebrates inclusion and has donated $1 million to the Human Rights Campaign over 3 years to support their fight for LGBTQ equality. Plenty of hard seltzers to choose from. I'm sure you've been in the aisles at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You see all, like, there's like 40 of them now. Mm-hmm. Visi makes it easy on you because, one, their box is orange.
Yeah.
So it sticks right out.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's just the best. It's the best flavor.
Yeah. It is. It's delicious.
Absolutely delicious. Do you have a favorite, Adam?
I don't. You know, I'm still kind of getting into the Visi game.
So the OGs, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Pineapple, mango, black cherry, lime, strawberry, kiwi, and blueberry pomegranate, aka Blue Pommy.
Ooh.
On this podcast. But now you got the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
The lemonade and the new variety pack, the new flavors, papaya, passion fruit, my personal favorite, as well as the peach tea. You throw a peach tea in the mix and your boy is cruising.
Oh, I need to try that peach tea. That sounds delicious.
Hop in the peach tea. It's got the same antioxidant and vitamin C in all of them in the lemonade flavors. Take a peach tea on a boat.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. Just that's all I'm saying. Take a peach tea on a boat with some friends and see what happens. You're going to have a good time. Guaranteed.
Sounds great.
That is a mail-in guarantee. And send your pics in of people enjoying Visi's because I love getting them. I love putting them together. I love sending them to Visi themselves, and they like it too. So how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Upgrade your hard seltzer to Visi. To find out where you can purchase Visi's limited edition Pride packaging or any of their other refreshing flavors, go to VisiHardSeltzer.com/washed. That's VisiHardSeltzer.com/washed. To get updates on latest flavor drops, sign up for our emails at VisiHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. That's VisiHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. You must be 21 plus to order them and buy them. Adam, let's do the next one here.
Sounds good.
Brett and friend of the Washed Network.
That's me.
After Memorial Day weekend with the boys, I've realized that I need to cut a friend from college out of my life. Every time I spend a weekend with him, my Sunday scaries are at an all-time high. The problem is, after 6 years of knowing him and having been pledge brothers, our circles are intertwined in group chats and trips when they happen. I don't want to be super public about distancing myself from this friend, but if it comes up, I plan to be honest about it. Let me know what your opinions are on the best things to say when/if it's brought up, and if it's even worth staying in the group chats.
This is an intense one right here.
How do we? Well, I think I included it because I think it's different in college versus out of college. So, in college, you got one of your boys who's not vibing with him.
Mm.
He's not going to be in the friend group going forward, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in that situation? How are you handling that?
I guess I would see how attached I am to the rest of the friends.
Okay.
I think I'm normally okay to overlook someone that I don't love as much if the people around me do like him.
Got it.
Right.
So some of the whole is greater than. I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to go with that analogy. I was going to do like some of the parts is greater than the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that even applies or works there, but I think you know what I'm trying to get at.
It's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to sacrifice the group for just one bad apple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to make do a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's got a quality that you can normally at least find a little bit of spice in, something you enjoy.
That. I like that. Everybody's got something that you can enjoy.
Yeah, a little optimist to me.
I remember in college we had, and this is sort of on the same vein here, we had a guy that we had six guys in the group, and our next apartment had five beds.
Oh.
And so we had to sit our boy down and be like, hey, dude, this has been great. Freshman year has been fun. You're the weakest link. Like, you got cut from the next apartment.
Oh, and, my gosh.
Didn't intend on that. Like, we were like, we'd still love to hang. Like, we can live like near each other. He didn't come around much anymore after that.
He wasn't
thrilled with being cut from the next upcoming dorm.
Yeah,
I'll put it that way. But it was also one of those things where it was a situation where he was getting on people's nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the advice I have in college, it's easier because they can hook on with a new friend group pretty quickly, pretty easily. Knock on wood. And we just kind of had a frank talk with him and said, dude, you're not going to be part of this. Still love to be like in our group. We're just not going to see every day. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see every day almost. We had a frank sit down talk.
Oh, okay.
So we were direct about it. Now, at 27,
mm-hmm.
to kick a friend out of a group, verbally or like forcefully is mm-hmm. tough. At this age, it's more of let it fizzle out until you haven't talked to this person in 6 months, and then they're just kind of automatically split away.
Okay.
But with them being the same group text, with them being, you know, a part of that sort of deal, it's harder.
Yes.
And I think you made a good point where it's, you don't want one bad apple to ruin an entire group
mm-hmm.
by you pointing it out type mm-hmm. of thing and saying, I'm out if he's not out type of thing. You don't want to ultimatum your friends.
Yeah, no, you never want to do that.
And you can find something worthwhile in everybody. I think that's also a good point. So for me, I'm not much of a confrontation guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably finding a way to make it work.
Yeah.
And I get this guy's feeling. It's like he said after Memorial Day weekend with the boys, maybe this dude is a little bit of a on a crooked path, mm-hmm. perhaps.
Yeah.
Had a little too many pops on Memorial Day weekend type of guy.
It's happened to the best of us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where he's coming from. That being said, it's almost like now do we need to support this guy more type of thing? You know, mm-hmm. it's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah.
But I think the move here is to find a way, make it work. If you've known him forever, I get it. I totally get it. And my advice, if you do want it gone, I would let it fizzle until mm-hmm. it dies type of thing. And
yeah.
Just not participate. Not invite him type of thing. The sneaky stuff at first, and then mm-hmm. maybe he'll get the message.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough situation.
It is a tough question. That's a tough situation to be in because there's a lot of context and stuff that I feel like we might be missing here. But mm-hmm. it's always tough when you feel like you gotta cut a friend loose.
Yeah, it is. Last question here, Adam.
Yes.
Before we do shower thoughts, last actual question. I'll go do some sort of washed media. What is your favorite washed media property?
Oh, as in what?
As in which content that we put out is your favorite right now?
I love listening to the clips from Circling Back.
Okay, that's
every
a great
day.
Answer.
I come in and I laugh, and I can hear it from outside the booth, and I'm hearing the jokes through muffled walls, and I'm still chuckling to myself.
There you go, Adam. This is time for Shower Thoughts.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Shower Thoughts?
I'm not.
Shower Thoughts is something, whether it's an observation, maybe you had it driving in this morning, had a thought in the shower. That's where I do my best thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of observation or curiosity that just struck you out of nowhere, right?
Okay.
So, for example, my shower thought would be, hey, ERCOT, which is the... what is it? The Electricity Reliability Council of Texas?
I believe so.
Telling us to conserve electricity after what happened in February. They're mm-hmm. telling us to conserve it today. Get your head out of your ass, ERCOT, because literally they put out a memo saying keep your thermostat at 78 degrees.
Oh, no.
When you're home, keep it at 82
mm-hmm.
when you're going to sleep. And unplug everything, basically.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to get political on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But figure your shit out, ERCOT, because it is 108 degrees today.
Mm-hmm. You're
I'm not
be
turning
sweating.
Off my AC.
Yeah?
I'm just not doing. I'm sorry. I'm not conserving. I'm not conserving because we should not, other than, you know, typical conservation.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my AC down to 57 to make a point.
Yep.
I'm going to live my normal life mm-hmm. because we should have figured this thing out after February when half the state lost power, if not more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my shower thought, my rant of the day.
Okay.
Get out of here with the conservation. You can pick one, summer or winter. You can't have both to not have electricity.
No. You know? I'd say I slept in some 80-degree apartment a couple days ago, and it was not comfortable,
no.
I will say.
No, it's not. I remember... in Boston, we had like a three and a half story. I slept in the attic. That was mm-hmm. where the extra bedroom was.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in one time when our AC was broken. It said 97 on our little thermostat inside.
No.
And that was as miserable as I've ever been. And I left. I just went home.
Yep.
Yep. I was like, Nope, not doing it. Not doing it.
I wouldn't deal with that either.
Also, my dishwasher's broken.
Yeah.
That's just another rant I have. Adam, do you have any shower thoughts, though? Or observations or something that has struck you lately?
What about just a friendly reminder? How about that?
Hit me.
Recently this week, I've been outside a lot. I've been playing some spike ball with some friends.
Okay.
Make sure you're wearing your sunscreen out there.
I like that.
Definitely burn just a little bit, and I would not recommend this to anyone if you've never gotten sunburned before.
I don't know who hasn't gotten sunburned before, Adam. I like where your head's at. I like the PSA here. Yeah, sunscreen up, dude.
Yeah.
Sunscreen up.
You got to be safe.
Especially in the sneakier days.
Oh.
Where it's like a little cloudy outside. I'm guilty of that. Maybe in golfing, right? Where it's a little cloudy, but you're outside for 7 hours. And all of a sudden, you get home and you're like, how did I get sunburned? It was cloudy all day.
I know.
You don't realize how much it adds up.
It can.
Especially for a fair-skinned fellow like myself.
And myself as well. I've pretty pale myself, I'll say.
There you go. Adam.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good time on the Mail-In Podcast today?
I had a great time today.
That was very fun. you did a great job. Happy to have you. Happy to have Timo. We're going to make some fun stuff happen this summer.
That's the goal here.
How about that? In conclusion, subscribe, rate 5 stars, review, and tell a friend about the Mail-In Podcast. Hit the hotline number to leave a voicemail, 888-362-MAIL. That's 888-362-6245. Or you can write in at the link in the Twitter bio, at Mail-In Podcast. Adam, where can the people find you out there?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at New Datum.
That reminds me. How did you get New Datum? Because it's a unique thing.
Oh, when I got to college, I was always told I had big dad energy. You know,
you had BDE.
BDE, yes.
But dad energy. Okay, so you had big dad energy, and that's how you got New Datum.
Yep. Friends, I wanted to have some kind of a moniker, kind of go by myself.
Okay.
And I hated the nickname at first, but eventually I came around to it, and that's kind of what I'm rocking with right now.
What do you think of the nickname A-Town that Dave has bestowed upon you?
I love getting new nicknames.
Okay.
It's a great time. My dad's side of the family, they call me Ace Dog.
Ace Dog.
They do.
Okay.
I don't know where it came from, but it makes me chuckle every time I see him.
I think something's going to stick, whether it's the A-Man, A-Town. We don't have to do datum.
No.
New datum. But anything's
good.
We can figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Adam. That was fun. So New Datum, Twitter and Instagram?
Twitter and Instagram.
There he is.
Mm-hmm.
We will see y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.